A Pennington County official says one of the major problems in Rapid City is that wages don't support the cost of housing. The director of Pennington County Health and Human Services was one of a group of behavioral health professionals who met in Rapid City on Wednesday to find overlaps and gaps in services for the poor. The gathering was part of Collective Impact. It's an effort to study community problems and find solutions. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this story.
Barry Tice is director of Pennington County Health and Human Services. He says a frustrating aspect of his job is public perception. The community often views the people looking for assistance as lazy or unmotivated. But Tice says that's not an accurate perception. He says around 90% of the people coming in for rent assistance represent the working poor.
And we're talking about individuals who are working two part-time jobs. They're working a full-time job and a part-time job just to afford the rent in our community. This doesn't include child care. This doesn't include food assistance. This doesn't include utility bills, car payments, phone payments.
Tice says people sometimes lose jobs because they have to care for a sick child, and then they can't afford to pay rent. He says Medicaid expansion is needed in South Dakota to cover uninsured breadwinners, and an especially helpful aspect of health care is preventive care.
We can get people healthier so that people can maintain their one and two jobs or three jobs, and they can afford the rent and they can take care of their families.
Tice says these are not new problems, and he's hoping Collective Impact will bring professionals together in conversation so they can find the root causes. Collective Impact is a study funded by Rapid City philanthropists to look at behavioral health, food insecurity, and affordable housing. It's a nationwide concept that fosters collaboration among nonprofit organizations to measure their efforts and their outcomes using the same standards. The goal is to synchronize services and bridge gaps between them. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.